Well, now when you break an egg, what do you call the inside part?
Yolk.
What color is that?
Yellow.
Uh-huh. And how do you cook your egg?
I use mine over easy.
You ever cook them any other way?
Oh yeah, you can boil them.
You ever break them in a pan? Oh, he's noisy, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Ever break them in a pan of water?
No, I never
did. Did your mother?
I suppose she had. I don't know, making something, baking something. You use eggs to bake with.
Do you have any special term for eggs cooked that way?
What do you mean, scrambled?
No. When you take a shallow dish, fill it with water.
Oh, poach them.
And let's see, I don't know if we talked about killing your stock and getting the meat ready. You used to do that yourself, didn't you?
My dad used to butcher beef for 2 a year out there on the creek and butcher several hogs in the fall.
Did you ever dry any of your beef?
Yeah, we'd hang it up behind the stove and dry some of the... Usually we just took a four leg, you know, or cut off the knee and just hang it up behind the stove and dry it.
Hmm. Do you have any special term for that?
No.
Did you ever cut it in little strips and dry it?
You make dried beef out of it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure it's dried beef when it's hung up there so long.
Uh-huh.
It's been dry.
Now, you mentioned hogs, too. Well, what, how'd you cure those? Or what parts did you cure?
Well, we cured at least part of it. We salt, probably salt the side meat, and then we take the shoulders and hams and hang them up in the smokehouse and go down on the creek and cut a bunch of hickory timber, and by the smokehouse didn't have any floor in it, and hang them up on the rafters, go through there, and then after they salt them a little bit, you know, before you go in and into the joint and put a little salt in around the joint there to keep it from deteriorating in there.
Oh, it would start there, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right in the joint and in the hams, you know?
Uh-huh.
Shoulders too.
You mentioned side meat. Is that what you'd cut and slice up?
Oh,
and
yeah,
fry
make
in the
bacon
morning?
Out of it.
Uh-huh. And
of course, had rendered the lard, and then took the chitlets, which is the guts, of course, and cleaned them good and made up sausage to put in those.
Now, you mentioned chitlets. What's that? Fried intestines?
Yeah.
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
And did you do anything with the head of the hog?
Oh yeah, I made head cheese out of it.
And how about the liver? Did you ever grind that up?
No, we just sliced that up and fry him, eat him.
Good. Well, I can't get my wife to eat liver. How about blood? You ever put that in intestines?
No.
When you made head cheese, did you ever use the juice and put cornmeal in it?
I don't know just how they made it. I know it's awful good. You walk 3 or 4 miles home from school, you could eat a great big chunk of it, but some of that hot light bread.
Spoil your dinner and you don't really care.
You
know. What did you call the cheeks of the hog's head?
Jaws. Hog jaws.
Did your meat ever get too ripe?
You mean, or it spoil?
Yeah.